Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Living Single in Your City. This is a nightly show where we talk about everything from mild to wild in the life of those that are living single. We're always looking for hot topics, and we're also open to interviews with other people within the community that are living single and doing great big things. If you'd like to be interviewed on a show or be a possible guest in the near future, please contact us on our website at livingsingle.org or find us on Facebook at Living Single Across America or hit us up on Instagram at Living Single AA.
Man, AA is not for Alcoholics Anonymous either. It's for Across America. Just thought I'd put that tidbit out there. Ah, man. How's it going? How are you living single in your city tonight, Alexis?
I am hanging out with you on this podcast and drinking.
Oh, what are you drinking?
Coffee.
Oh, I thought you had some bourbon or something. So, well, you know what? Tonight, our topic is about single diaries. Well, I guess it's singles diaries. And we know that when we think about diaries, we think about secrets and personal and private things that we share. And, of course, when you talk about, I think about the journey of being single, there are so many things that goes on in the lives of those that are single. I think single people have more fun than married people sometimes. So tonight, we're going to open up and talk about a few things in the diary. And normally, when we have meetings and events, we kind of share different questions and different thoughts. So that's what we're going to kind of go over tonight. And I have four particular questions that we're going to discuss and peel open, Alexis, because these are things that I have been talking to ladies about in my group. So when I say group, I have a lot of different people in groups. We just kind of talk about different things. Everyone is on a different journey when it comes to living single. And a lot of times people have questions about, hey, well, this is what's going on with me. Have you ever experienced this? How do you handle it? And so on and so forth. So tonight I want to open up the diary and we're going to dialogue and we'll be able to share with listeners because I'm pretty sure if one person is thinking this, you got 100 more, 1,000 more that's thinking this. Would you agree, Alexis?
Yes, I do.
Awesome. So let me speak up a little more, turn your volume up, because you sound real far away, and I don't want our listeners to miss anything that you have to say tonight. Yes, I'm better. All right, testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, testing. All right, so basically, my first question and thing, what I want us to discuss momentarily is, does age matter? So, ma'am, does age matter to you? Why,
for
why
me,
not? And if so, explain.
For me, absolutely. I have always had a thing for dating older guys, and by older guys, I do not mean a year, 2, 3, 4, or 5, at least a 10-year difference. The only reason I have always been happier in my relationships when my significant other is significantly older is the maturity level and the life experience and the understanding. Because men my own age when I started dating in my early 20s were seriously dating at least, were just very immature. They were only after one thing or they didn't know what they wanted out of life. Men younger than me, let's not just go there. And I always found that when my significant other was older, they usually know what they want out of life, and it's more balanced that way for me.
Okay. I can definitely dig it. You know, the funny thing in reference to does age matter? I always think about the movie, How Stella Got Her Groove Back. Do you remember that movie, Alexis?
I heard of it, never saw it.
Are you serious? Oh, write that down on your things to do before the month freaking ends. Girl. Well, basically, and it's so funny you said about older guys, because I remember when I was young, like when I was around 18, when I was between 18 and 21, I was interested in nothing but an older guy. And like 18 to 21, and I would definitely want to date guys probably like over 40, 35, 40, because I guess people say it's daddy issues, which we're gonna talk about daddy issues part two again, because I missed the last call with daddy's issues. But I don't know why, though. You know what? I think it was because I was 18 and broke and no car. I wanted somebody to come pick me up, take me out. But the funny thing about it is when I was 18 to 21, 22, I was interested in guys like 35 to 40. However, when I got over 35, I started saying, I don't want nobody that old. I want to probably date someone about 20. If I'm 35, maybe about 25. Now, me being over 40, I'm like, maybe 27, 28. I like them young. I still want them mature, of course, and focused. However, I just really, and somebody older. That's so freaking crazy.
For me, my older journey started when I was 18, when my aunt literally told me that I couldn't get an older guy to go out with me on a proper date without trying to get into my pants before and to piss her off and to prove her wrong. I told her the very next day I had a dinner date with somebody in her 40s and she nearly had a cow.
Really? And you know, it's really to each his own. That's why I asked you if you saw the movie How Stella Got Her Groove Back, because a lot of women use that analogy, because it's really a movie about a lady that goes out of town, and she goes out to, I think, Jamaica, actually, and she meets a guy, I think she's like 40, and he's 21, and she's really having a very hard time trying to see how she's going to work that, because she's like, hell, you're young enough to be my son. And it's really an interesting movie, which also leads to a book, so definitely make a mental note of that. So again, the question was, does age matter? And I have four questions tonight that I want to open up from the diary and just share. So next question is, what if you meet someone, listeners, and Alexis, male, female, regardless what the gender is, and they're separated. They're married but separated. So he or she has been separated for maybe a year, maybe 5 years. But the bottom line is they're married. However, they are separated from their wife or husband or whatever. Is that an issue, or how would you work a situation like that?
I actually have personal experience with this. And my personal recommendation is don't do it. And here's why. Guy on Craigslist. And he and I hit it off right away. And then one day he told me to check him out on Facebook. So that's exactly what I did. I was sitting next to my patient and I was scrolling through my phone through the Facebook when I noticed on there it said married. So I was completely surprised. So when I was able to talk to him about it, I said, is there something that you want to tell me? And he was like, oh, you must be talking about the married part on my Facebook. I'm actually separated. We've been separated for a year and a half, and she cheated on me, so I'm going to ask her, we're going through a divorce, right? And I was like, okay, that's all I needed to know. He and I decided to date. And did I mention he was Asian? The only Asian guy I ever dated and the only one I will ever date. Okay? There's a reason why I tend to date white guys, because let me put it to you this way. I was in a 3-month relationship with this Asian dude. Okay? In those 3 months, there was enough drama to outlast my 6-year relationship.
Are you serious?
I am dead serious. That dude had issues. He's been separated for a year and a half. It wasn't until towards the end of my relationship I found out just how alike his soon-to-be ex-wife and I were. She was Asian. I'm Asian. She was on the plus side. I'm plus side. And she was a nurse, and I was a nursing student. That was a little bit creepy for me. And if anybody out there wants to know if the stereotype is true about the size matter down there, yeah, the stereotype is true. It wasn't
I didn't really want to ask you on here, but I was like, is that true about Asian guys?
It was true in my case. It didn't do anything for me.
Wow. You know, the funny thing, Alexis, a couple things, and really the next question I'm going to ask, you kind of led into it a little bit, but in reference to what if the person is separated, that's kind of tricky. Because one of the things in our diary we were talking about is a guy that's been separated for like 5 years, and you live your life and you're dating, she's dating, but no one has got a divorce, because sometimes people, they say, I've actually met guys been separated for 20 years, and they're not interested in getting a divorce because they don't want to get married to anybody else. So they just kind of want to leave it like it is. So to me, it would really depend on the situation. It would depend on the situation to see, is it legitimate separation, or y'all just kind of like mad or what? And then dating is one thing, but getting serious with someone who's still married, even if they're separated, is definitely something to be able to look at and see, simply because you want to know, hey, is there a possibility about getting back together? I don't think, well, not me. I'm definitely not interested in being in a committed relationship with someone that's committed to something else. That's just not what I'm interested in. All right, moving on. Next.
You know, he ended up remarrying her, right?
Who did?
That Asian guy ended up remarrying his ex.
Oh.
Yep. And now I'm not bitter about it. Good riddance, because she has to deal with him, and thank God I don't.
Oh, I know that's right. I know that's right. All right. I think you have an update or something you want to share with us that's going on in the world of someone living single. So talk to us about whatever your news and update is, and then I'll go over my last two questions for tonight for the diary.
So the singer, producer, and songwriter Mylene Klass has gotten engaged to her 5-year boyfriend, Simon Motson. They reviewed the happy news in an exclusive interview and photo shoot in Hello Magazine. She was showing off her impressive 9-carat diamond ring made by 77 Diamonds, and he popped the question on the 5th anniversary of their first date. So congratulations to the happy couple.
Absolutely. Definitely congratulations. And again, this is Tawanda with Living Single in Your City, and we're talking about Singles Diary. We're opening up the diary tonight to talk about questions we know so many people want to know, they just may not ask. Well, guess what? We're going to put the questions out there, and we're going to share our feedback, and we definitely would love for you to share yours as well. Next question is this. And you alluded to this earlier when you talked about the Asian guy you were dating. So the question is, what if you could talk to the guy you're dating or the guy that you're potentially going to date? What if you can talk to his ex? This is the thing, right? A lot of times most times when we get in relationships, everyone has been in a relationship before. So people just wonder, hey, I wonder what the previous relationship was like. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, what if you had the opportunity to meet someone and actually talk to the ex? Would you take advantage of it or no? Why not?
I'm on the fence about that. It depends how their relationship ended, right? I always believe there are three sides to a story: his side, her side, and the truth. So whenever you ask somebody, why did their relationship end? I always admire people who are 100% honest and admit that they had a part in it too. Because it shows maturity. It shows the fact that you realize you're a person full of flaws, and it makes me hope that you can learn from that mistake and avoid that in the relationship you could potentially have with me. So if the guy tells me my relationship ended because whatever reason, I had a hand in it, she had a hand in it, then yes, I would. But if he had really negative things to say about the relationship, he blamed it all on the person, then I would want a chance to talk to her to see what truly happened. Or in the third scenario where she clearly is crazy, like in my current relationship, no, I have nothing nice to say to her, so it's better that she and I never meet.
That is quite interesting. You know, and for me to actually think about that question, I'm just not really sure. And I say that I'm not really sure simply because when you meet someone, well, when we meet someone and vice versa, we all have a past. And just like they say beauty is in the eye of the beholder, how someone dictates how that relationship went or that situation, that's really up to each individual person. So you have to be careful what you ask for at times. So I'm really not sure if I would really want to do that. Because, and also, let's say I meet a guy, he dated someone for 1 year, 3 years, or 5 years, and they had a rocky relationship. Maybe they had a kid together. Maybe he cheated. Maybe she cheated. Their story is not my story. So as I think about it, I think that I will probably say no. The only reason I might be curious about talking to the ex is if I may have had sort of having issues with that person, and I might have ran into the ex, and I might say, hey, let me ask you a couple of questions.
Yes,
especially if you happen to be at an event or something together. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I would want to talk to the ex only if, okay, in an example where my current situation, I know his ex is crazy. So I already know that it's better for her and me not to meet, because we're not going to have anything nice to say to each other. But in my last relationship before my current one, I would talk to his ex because he doesn't like to admit when he's wrong and he doesn't like to admit his flaws. So he never really 100% ever said why they got a divorce. Because according to him, it was a good marriage, and then it wasn't. So he never told me why their relationship went south. And I point blank asked him, did someone cheat? And he said, no, it just came to an end. So in my last relationship, if I had the chance to talk to his ex, then yes, I would be curious to know why their relationship came to an end. If all of a sudden they met, they fell in love, they got married, it was a good marriage until one day it wasn't.
Absolutely. Well, that definitely makes sense. And, you know, I know there's just so many different reasons, but really quickly, the last question is, and this goes, we're going from one end of the spectrum to the other. And I actually thought about this question a long time ago, and I saw someone ask about it earlier in the diary. So, how do you get over a broken heart? Come on, talk to me, Alexis. Your heart is broken. What do you do? How do you get over a broken heart?
Get under their new guy?
Yeah, I think I've said on plenty of calls before, some people say the best way to get over someone is to get under someone. That's one way, however. Come on, do we really want to tell the listeners that?
Okay, I'm just being real, okay? For me personally, I'm going to be 100% real. My relationship, my last relationship, was not completely over when I met my current boyfriend. Okay, so I left my last relationship for my current relationship, right? So me personally, when your heart is broken and stuff like that, I would go out there and get myself a booty call just so I can take care of my needs. Because usually when a relationship is ending for me, I'm not sleeping with the person I'm breaking up with, okay? After I get my booty call and I process how I get over a broken heart, it's just what's the quote that says, time heals all wounds. I stay busy. I do other things. But the one thing that I will say is when I break up with a person, I always have this conversation that I like to say, the closure conversation. You're going to air out whatever you need to say to the person, whether it's positive, whether it's negative, whatever it is that you need to get off the chest. Because after that conversation, I'm never going to speak to you ever again. We're not going to be friends. We're not going to talk. We're not going to reach out to each other. I will delete your butt off of my phone and my social media and get rid of any pictures or anything. Because for me, when you're no longer a part of my life and I don't have you on my social media, and I don't have you on my phone, I'm less likely to listen to old messages. I'm less likely to look at those pictures. I'm less likely to stalk you on social media and or reach out to you because we're done. Like, you know, yes, my heart is broken. If I were the one to break your heart, doesn't mean my heart then got broken too. But when I'm done, I'm done. I'm just that kind of person. There's a reason why certain people called me cold-hearted, because that's just how I handle my business. I'm done.
All righty then. Right after we come back from this short break, I will give my answer about how I deal with a broken heart. Ooh, she is something to be reckoned with. Thank you so much for listening to Living Single in Your City, and we are super excited about every opportunity and every door that we open. We want you to get connected. Go to our website, check out our store. We are releasing 3 new books very soon. One is called Cover. Living Life on the Download Has Been Exposed. The next book is called Single and Celibate. Find out more about that one. And last but definitely not least, Why Living Single and Why Now? You will find more information about our books and the discounted price for the next 30 days on our website at livingsingle.org. That's living, L-I-V-I-N, with no G, single.org. Thank you.
All right. This is Tawanda with Living Single in Your City, and our topic of discussion tonight, we open up the diary and talking about things that singles talk about. And you know the thing, Alexis, is I have met a lot of people that are married, they're no longer single, and they're always asking, what's going on with you singles? What are you talking about? So now you know what we're talking about. Does age matter? What if the person is separated and still trying to date someone new? What if you can talk to your ex's ex? Oh, no, what if you can talk to your current person's ex? And the last question on the table tonight is, how do you get over a broken heart? And I know that so many different people struggle with that. Me personally, thinking about a time that I had a broken heart, it took me time. It took me prayer. It took me some isolation It took me getting up and getting out to just meet new friends, but it took me a long time to move over in one of my last breakups. However, there has been a time in my younger years that I got over that situation quickly by getting into something else. So that definitely does work. If it's the best thing to do, I'm not going to say that. But does it work? Definitely, definitely, definitely. All right, so those are just really a couple of different things. We're going to pop on here regularly and open up the diary and just share a little information about different things that's going on in the world of singles. And one of the things that's most important, Alexis and listeners, is we know the things that we talk about are going to be things that other people are wondering about as well. We're just going to get on here and share it. So as we get ready to close out tonight, Alexis, any final thoughts in reference to any of our questions or anything that came to your mind while we were going over those questions?
See, here's the thing that most people misconstrue about me. Just because I'm done with the situation doesn't mean that I'm not grieving, doesn't mean that my heart is not broken. I'm just one of those people where when something is done, it's done. I am not going to beg someone to stay when they want to leave. I am definitely not going to try to fix something that is just going to be shattered again. Because my mother had always taught me this lesson. My mother said, you go through a life and a relationship is like a glass of water. And sometimes you can mend the cracks. Sometimes you can put tape over it and it doesn't leak. But every time something goes wrong in a relationship, that glass cracks just a little more. Sometimes it's a surface crack. Sometimes it's a deep crack. What do you think happens when a glass is cracked too deep? No matter how badly you want to fill that glass up again, it's going to leak. And the water that leaked out, you can't get the leaked water back in that glass. So for me, when I'm done, I'm done. And there was this one situation where the person did come back, did admit to wrongdoing, and wanted a second chance. And I don't believe in second chances when it comes to relationships. I just don't. Because in my personal experience, whenever I give somebody a second chance, it's not even worth my time. So it's just better to stay single, stay happy, and wait for Prince Charming if he's real.
And with that being said, this is your girl Tawanda with Living Single in Your City, opening up the diary. And if you have something really interesting in your diary that you want to share with us, contact us at livingsinglewithoutheg.org. Once again, that's living, L-I-V-I-N, no G, single.org. Hit us up. We love to hear from you.
Hey everyone, this is your girl Hefe with Living Single. I just want to say thank you all who are listening to our nightly show. We want to make sure you always stay connected with us by subscribing to our website. And when you do subscribe, you'll receive a free newsletter where you can find updates, tips, and all types of information regarding singles. Please visit our website at www.livingsingle.org.